all of the pictures that Judy Woods has shown us of the aftermath of 9/11 have come from one photographer. Did you know that?
I think I do know that, and probably have heard that from you. Yeah.
So inherently, that it's probably statistically, that probably could not have happened. I also have said many times that I don't think there's a single real frame of video footage of Manhattan on 9/11.
Right.
I'm beginning to get the impression from what I'm seeing at other sites, from the technology that's out there with Patch Match, et cetera, that they probably literally created all 9/11 Manhattan footage from CGI. Is that plausible to you?
It's plausible.
So what I'm doing is I'm using what they gave us to disprove what could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us spires that literally dustified in midair, right? And not just one angle.
Right. No, I know.
So I'm using them to prove that the conspiracy theories that Alex Jones and David Ray Griffin and all the rest of the crew out there give us could not have happened.
Right.
But I am absolutely resolute by saying I wasn't there. They might have even used airplanes, although I doubt it, on 9/11.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think that's as far as I go. So help clarify for me so I can clarify it from you. You're concerned because I say what again?
Because you say that they dustified and that okay.
According to the images that we've been shown. Yeah.
Right. Right. And plus you say that you're getting some of that information from Judy Wood, who then again you'd say that you believe is controlled opposition.
I know she
all
is.
I'm
yeah.
Saying is mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and I'm following you there too. If we know that they set out in the first place to fracture and to splinter these different areas and play them off against each other and discredit each other, you know, one being no planes, one being missiles, one being this, one being that, one being thermite, one being why wouldn't the entire Judy Wood and energy weapons thing also be a complete setup for that, and that they would have prepared the videos and the lack of the proper percentage of debris pile height, you know, stuff all ahead of time, including the Judy Wood thing. You know, it seems to me like just as Chris and I and you were discussing a few minutes ago about the whole missile thing being ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
Well, they prepared all the materials to be able to try to prove that to one segment of people. Why wouldn't they have prepared this whole energy weapons thing? And certainly if they did, then they have provided what it is that we see, that these, you know, dustifying splinters and the improperly, you know, heighted, you know, debris pile.
I agree 100% with what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. So, I'm confused what your concern is. What can I say differently that would make it so that you would have no concerns about what I'm saying?
All right, maybe not say that anymore. Just because, or maybe say that you used to believe that, or if you do, that's fine. But I'm just saying it doesn't. If you're saying that, and you continue to say that you believe that they were dustified, and the proof of it that this dustified is that the debris pile is the incorrect height, just remember that you're basing that on things that you dismiss for other reasons, which is all that video and all that footage. You know?
I agree with you. I haven't been clear that I've always said. That the videos are fake and that the video, not a single frame is real. And if we were to base it on what we saw on TV, none of the conspiracy theories that we've been told could have happened. Kerosene, controlled demolition, thermite, that sort of thing. So maybe I haven't pronounced enough, and I take your criticism and I will pronounce it more, that, and the Russians back, that, You cannot have those things happen if the video is faked. The video is faked. We know that. So based on their fake video, that stuff could not have happened.
Right. Well, no, based on their fake video, you seem to think that the dustification could have happened.
No, I don't think. I wasn't there. So
okay,
I see where you're coming. So that's the point that is sticking point for you right there.
Because it just seems that you've said that over and over that's what you think happened.
No, I don't think that happened at all.
So okay, so then let me ask one other perfectly clear question. Then.
Sure.
So you don't believe, or at least you don't know, that like some high energy, you know, weapon was used. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, then maybe I've read you wrong then.
And that's why anyone who wants to call up, see Alan Watt, you can't do this with Alex Jones, you can't do this with. If I'm not clear about something,
you
call up.
The videos are irrelevant. Basically, it's the aftermath. Just look at what happened after. I've talked to people being to 9/11. You know, I have friends like to visit the site, and there's nothing there. It's all cleaned up. You know, the buildings like they were never there. So my take is it was destroyed in some fashion to, you know, justify or whatever. There's no debris at all, and that's the smoking gun, literally.
But you're both bringing up a very interesting point.
Yeah.
There's only one photograph that I've seen, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that shows the debris after buildings 1 and 2 came down.
Yeah, the lack of.
Right. Is there any real, on Flickr, on any of them, that shows what it looked like after? Because I can't find it.
There should be some. People posting.
Y'all, are you guys familiar with the stuff that's on the Let's Roll, the Phil Jahan site now? Because we went into this when I spoke with Phil about 9/11, and I wish he could put that damn call up there, but apparently I don't know if he's having technical difficulties or what, but it's like I don't know what the deal is there, but anyway, like information he got on the site, you know, you guys should check it out. I mean, it's like he shows, and I don't think you can prove or debunk this stuff he's got up there, because for one thing, it's a part of the official narrative, and he shows a video. Now, I know I've said that the video is fake. A lot of the video is fake, and I've made it clear too that that doesn't mean that I believe that 100% of the video is fake. That's a logical non sequitur. It doesn't make sense to say it's absolutely all fake. I mean, you really can't say that. But like what he shows on his site, he has a link to it. You see the close up where the people are standing in the hole. Okay, now I believe there's probably real good reason why they didn't use fake video to do that, because for one thing, that would have to be something that people would be able to see from either other buildings, you know, using binoculars or whatever. They'd have to have some sort of visual confirmation that's actually what's going on. So yeah, they coordinated that with what was on the news. But you notice too, they never show extreme close-ups of the people standing in the holes and in the windows, right?
Right.
So they didn't want to see, they wanted you to see the people, but they didn't want you to see their actual faces, who they were, so you can identify them. Which they definitely had the capability to do it. So yeah, they didn't use fake video on that part, and that was the good reason. But you look behind them in the hole, there's like nothing there. There should be office furniture, offices. You should see like an exposed one of the floors. The supports and all that, but you just see a black gaping hole. Well, the best explanation is what Phil Jahan puts out, and I'm not sitting here like, you know, saying Phil Jahan he's not an agent or whatever, but the stuff he has on his site, I mean, it's undeniable. And he shows like a picture that's a part of the official narrative. It's not something that he could have done up in Photoshop, where you have pipes sticking out of the building with smoke coming out.
I disagree with that, Chris.
I mean, let's say, you know, you don't, okay, but I mean.
The reason I say that, because they show on his same website, and Phil's been silent about, someone posted other pictures that had no pipes coming out of the same angle.
But I say, I didn't really look deeply into that, but if that is part of the something he pulled from an official narrative source, then, you know, and then you could say, well, it's pipes, it's not pipes. But anyway, but what he's proposing is a very plausible explanation, because y'all are talking about the dust that was seen when the buildings collapsed, and you know, and the debris pile afterwards. And it makes the most logical sense is that the buildings were a stage prop. There were actors that were put in the holes. The buildings were generally mostly hollow, except for their platform that they were standing on to do their theater. They had an elevator to quickly get out of there before they brought them down. The reason why you saw so much dust, and Phil Jahan brings this up too, is like, okay, if it was concrete that was pulverized into dust, you would have billions of little rocks that were in the concrete. They wouldn't have been pulverized. They would have been everywhere. And then, you know, if they were real office buildings, you would have phones, desks, chairs, all that stuff everywhere, man. It'd be all over the place, blown everywhere. But the scenario that makes the most plausible sense, and Phil puts this out on his site, is that you're looking at a stage prop. It's hollow. The only thing that you needed to see as far as people was the actors that were put into the holes to do the whole psyop of the survivors being in there. And then the jumpers were probably more likely animatronic that were thrown out by the same actors. And then they had, and Phil like shows an animatronic, well, not necessarily animatronic, but a prop that was set in one of the holes. And when they evacuated, they left mannequin more like figures to stand in the holes to look like there were still people in the holes when they left. And one of them caught fire and is standing there burning. I mean, you can see the thing burning. It's not a human being, because a human being is not going to stand there and smolder and burn and just stand there. It's not going to happen. And so, like, why you see so much dust is because they simply planted dust in these hollow towers, because they were hollow and they had been hollow for some amount of years. No telling how long, like 30 years or whatever, mainly hollow. There may have been offices in there, but how do we know what was in there or not? We don't know. We don't know what was in there.
That's why I don't like what Phil's saying, because I spoke to someone who said she was watching what happened and the aftermath of 9/11. This is a person who actually lived near the Amish shooting. That's what we were talking about. And she says, you know what? One thing that I noticed that was a lie on TV is all that paper and stuff and dust, there was no such thing there in Manhattan. She goes, I don't know where they got that from.
Oh, so she's saying there wasn't all the dust.
Right. Plus. By the way, here's Phil Jahan's reason for why he took the video, the audio down, if you want to take it. I just posted it into the chat. He said, let me quote, "This evening show was kind of a waste of time and energy, but hey, live and learn. The platform still works just fine. That's what I wanted to see tonight anyway. Cheers, Phil." By the way, didn't Phil stay on with you for like 4 hours?
Yeah, for a while.
But it was a waste of time.
Yeah. Is that what he said? Let me look at that. Well, why don't you just post it up there and let anybody that comes along decide that, you know?
Because we said some things that can't go out. That's why. Do you remember? That's where I revealed Alex Jones's Masonic ties. And there was actually, you can actually hear Phil Jahan say, really? He's amazing. He was all excited about that.
He's a good actor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He knows Alex is a Mason. He knows that.
Actually, I didn't know that for sure until just recently.
Phil knew that a long time ago. He says he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I agree with you, Chris, that, you know, are we a part of the PSYOP for guessing what's really going on with 9/11 and just talking about it ad nauseum for 9 years now? And
yeah.
I kind of agree with you on that.
Well, I brought something up with Phil on his call, and you've heard of what's called revelation of the method, right?
Yep.
Have you heard of that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like they come out and say, okay, this is how we did it. So you know, these people that are fronting for this information, they're putting this stuff out. They're basically showing the extent, and it's basically the intent. Well, the reason why they do that is like, look how powerful we are, and it like then people see that and they say, wow, man, it's like that is. There had to be so many people involved in the media and the military and these government agencies and all that, which is true. It's like, yeah, you'd have to have quite a bit of involvement in all that. So it's like that what it basically tells you is like, look how absolutely powerful these people are, you know, and it serves their purpose in that it's like it helps bolster this myth and this mystery surrounding them. And this idea that they have so much power and that we need to be fearful of them, you know, that's what this stuff does, you know.
This nonsense about everyone having to be involved. You know, you remember who Gary Welts is or was?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was shown in three different disguises, interviewed one in Washington on the day of 9/11, which tells me they use green screen to just put a background of him being in Washington. I mean, you don't need a bunch of actors to be involved in this.